greetings to all. The word what we speak, it not only should represent what we talk, but also must convey the deeper meaning. For example, if I say Zumba or cricket, it represents something. And beyond that one, cricket, boxing, it has a limited meaning. Whereas yoga, if you say yoga, it has a deeper meaning, profound meaning. Yoga, word yoga is similar to word yaga. Yaga means, ya means, it has a two letter yaga. Ya means yati, prayati, what flows. Ga means the permanency. Flowing towards the permanency is called as yaga. Yoga also denotes the same, moving towards the permanency. Yoga not only talks about the outside action part, karma yoga, it represents action. It talks about the ultimate destination, jnana yoga. It represents devotion to our path to the ultimate, bhakti yoga. Yoga represents discipline in life, raja yoga. The yoga represents, it's not just a physical dimension, it represents, it has a deeper, profound meaning associated with that one. Patanjali talks about, whatever you talk about, it should have a deeper meaning, deeper, profound meaning. Taj japa artha bhavanam. When you convey something, it should make uplift the hearts of listeners. It should invoke the positive vibration in other people. Yoga has that capacity. Yoga, it's like a wish-shielding cow, wish-shielding kamadenu. Whatever way you approach yoga, it opens up accordingly. If you approach yoga only to increase your flexibility and strength, yes, through the practice of asana, you get that one. If you approach yoga for calming the mind, calming the so disturbed, if you want peace of mind, through the practice of asana, pranayama and relaxation, you can calm your mind. If you approach yoga for overall personality development, having the practicing yoga with the basis of yama and niyama, the personality starts blossoming. How you approach, so is the result. The yoga opens up the in a deeper sense. So, to practice yoga, we need, without a guide, we cannot practice. We need to have a person who has traveled through this path, have him or her as a role model. When we are practicing yoga, you have to have a higher aspirations in your life. If your aspiration is ordinary, result also is ordinary. In the yoga, yoga is a happiness sutra. It is talking about you connect your personality to the highest possibility. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about urdhva moolam adashakam. Your roots of your personality must be connected to the highest. Always try to connect to the higher possibilities. Connect to the inspired persons in life. So, your personality blossoms. If you do not connect your personality to the higher possibilities, adashakam, other things in your life will pull you down, knock the tree of your life. You have to go, if you want to go higher in your life, urdhva moolam, your roots are connected to the higher possibilities. If I am not connecting myself to higher possibility, adashakam, other branches of your life, other things will pull you down and knock you down. In our life, Yes, a family is important, job is important, paying the mortgage is important, and looking after the family and children education important. Above all, what is important is the higher possibilities in life. Otherwise, we spend our days in fighting the firefighting. Every day is a battle. Every day, there is a mad rush. I can't think ahead. Every day is a battle. I'm not thinking ahead. You have to, beyond the day-to-day living, you have to make time for connecting to the higher possibilities in life. Unless you connect to the higher possibilities, best in you won't come out. And Sri Krishna talks about the happiness sutra. However great, you are spending whole time for your family, whole time for your children, whole time for your boss, your employers, but still you are not happy. That is our experience. We have invested so much of time for family or children, education, my career, paying off the mortgage, social circle, still I am not satisfied within. I am sulking within. How to get the lasting happiness? Sri Krishna talks about, if you want to have a lasting happiness, you have to connect yourself to the higher possibilities. You have to rise above. These are the important things. But beyond that one, you have to rise above. Sri Krishna talks about, machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantaschamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. The happiness sutra. He talks about, if you really want to be happy in your life, if you really want to revel in your life, seek out for higher possibilities. Look beyond day-to-day chores, day-to-day relationship. Go beyond that one. Sri Krishna says, connect to me. The higher possibility, if you really want to revel in your life. Machitta madgata prana tushyanti cha ramanti cha. If you want to be really happy and really revel in your life, rise above day-to-day chore. Day-to-day chore, no experience is required. Everyone gets into day-to-day chore, everyone says they are stressed out. Yes, life beyond being stressed out, we want to, being a yoga practitioner, we want to be different in the community. We don't want to get sucked up in the day-to-day chore and finish off our life. We want to be different. We have to look out for what else I can do to discover the happiness. To do that one, we need a teacher. In our day-to-day rut of our life, we don't have time to think about that one. You have to connect with the inspired teacher who can guide you to look beyond day-to-day chore. In Shweta Ashvatara Upanishad, that talks about Yasya Deve Para Bhakti Yata Deve Tata Gurum Tasyaite Kathita Hyarte Prakashante Mahatmanaham Prakashante Mahatmanaham. You have to respect the teacher like you respect the God. Tasyaite kathita hyarte. If you do that one, be devoted, teacher may reveal you the happiness sutra. When the happiness sutra is revealed to you, that person becomes happy in life, prakashante, becomes successful in life, radiates and celebrates life. How we can celebrate? You need a role model. Respect the teacher, following the guidelines of the teacher, prakashante, one who implements these teachings of Upanishad in their personal life, that person, Upanishad talks about that person is a Mahatma. That person also becomes successful, happy in life. one who is happy, around that person there is a sure victory, glory, prosperity. Yoga is a happiness sutra. When that person is happy, one who has happiness alone can give happiness to others. One who do not have happiness can talk about happiness, but no happiness, cannot give happiness. Only one who has happiness alone can give. Sri Krishna talks about, look out for a higher possibility to discover the happiness in life. Yoga enables that one.